Bibles out wherever you're at. If you ain't got your Bible in your hand, get your Bible in your hand. If you're in your living room, get your Bible, get a pencil out, because you want to soak in the word of the Lord. Remember, every time the word of the Lord comes forth, it molds us, it transforms us, it shapes us, it empowers us. So you want to be ready for this word. I'm excited to be introducing our preacher this Sunday, our very own, one of our pastors in our church, one of my, if not my closest friend. I don't want to get nobody jealous out there, but one of, if not my closest friend, super excited for him to be preaching, super grateful for his family. If Mama Beasley is watching, God bless you. We love you and all the Beasley family out there. And we are ready for the word. And I want to call up my big brother in the faith, Brother Pastor Terry Beasley. Come on up here, Pastor Terry Beasley. Get up here, brother, and cry loud. And spare not, my brother. Come on up here, man. Get your word, bro. Get your slide right now. Just look up in there and do your thing. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, saints. It's so good to be here today in the house of the Lord. I'm honored to be able to share this morning what God has given me to give to you. But first of all, know that what God has gave me, he gave it to me first. So I've been able to eat on this, been able to meditate on this. And so I pray today as I begin to share what God has given me, that you'll be blessed and that you'll receive it. So let us pray. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. God, we love you. Father, we worship you. Lord, there's none like you. God, we're so thankful just to be amongst the living today. God, we thank you, God, just for our life and our health and our strength. Father, I thank you for having a mind to just want to continue to serve you. And Father, I pray even now, God, I pray, God, for those that are watching online. God, I pray, God, that you would meet every need. Father, I pray, God, as they sit, as they begin to watch, God, I pray that you would speak to them, God. God, meet them right where they are. Father, I pray for fresh hope to flow in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray everything that I've studied, everything that I've read, God, I pray you bring it back to my remembrance, oh God. God, right now, I decrease. And Father, I pray that you would increase. Lord, have your way. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God is faithful. So today, we will be dealing with walking in the light. Walking in the light will be our lesson for today. We are continuing our study in living in the know. So today we're going to talk about what it means to walk in the light. How do you walk in the light? Do you just go into a room and just turn on a light and begin to just walk in that light? No. But the things I'm going to talk about today will be some spiritual things. So walking in the light, it means how we walk, how we live our daily life. It talks about our movement and our activity that we have in this world and how we express how we live today as we walk in the light. As believers, we are commanded to walk in the light. It's so important for us as believers to walk in the light today, because we're living in a world where there's so much darkness, so much hatred, so much chaos. But we today, we are the ones that have fresh hope, that we are able to share and able to shine light in a dark room. We're able to bring light where there's no hope. We're able to walk into a room and bring encouragement today. So this morning we're going to be dealing with walking in the light. But to have fellowship with him who is light and continue to display a life of darkness is impossible. Did you just hear what I just said just now? I said, but for us to walk in light, but to continue to display a life of darkness is impossible. This is a word today that I may not get too many amens or too many thumbs up, but it's a word that I believe that God is giving us today. I believe it's a word that we need to adhere to and begin to practice. So let's turn to my scripture today, found in 1 John, the first chapter, verses 6 through 10. 1 John 6 through 10. I give you time to go ahead and get your Bibles. But as you get your Bibles and begin to turn to this passage, I pray that God will open up your heart and begin to reveal some things for you to show you how you can walk more in the light. So John said this, 1 John, the sixth chapter, first chapter, sixth verse. If we say we have fellowship with him, if we, John, he included himself. He was talking to the believers. He was saying, if we, if us, me and you, if we say that we have fellowship with him, while we walk, while we still practice darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Sometimes we forget who we are. So there was a sin problem going on, and John began to address the church, and he included himself because John knew that he had issues himself. And I have issues myself, so I have to include myself in this. The Bible says if we have fellowship with him, Jesus Christ, while we yet practice, while we yet walk in darkness, we lie, we deceive ourselves, and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light and he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, it cleanses us from all of our sins. How many know that there's power in the blood? There's power in the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that if we have fellowship with him, as we commune with him, koinonia with him, as we spend time with him, it says that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all of our sins. And I don't know about you, but I had a whole bunch of sins. I was a bad person. I was a sinful person. And I still have faults today, but the Bible says the blood of Jesus cleanses me. It washes me the white as snow. Oh, can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You that are listening today, the blood of Jesus is able to cleanse you today. He's able to wash you. Let me continue reading. If we say we have no sin, oh, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Ah, but if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and the word is not in us. Amen. Amen. If we say, I'm sorry, but my throat gets a little dry up here. If we say we have no sin, thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. Now, the old folks would probably say, the devil's a lie. He's trying to take his voice. But I'm going to preach anyhow, amen. So John was talking to the church today. He was saying, family, if we say that we are believers today, and if we say that we walk in this light, if we are Christians or we've been born again, and we say that we walk in the light, but yet our lifestyle is saying something different today. He said that if you say you're in the light, and but your lifestyle, you continue to practice darkness, that we are deceiving ourselves. Family, we're living in a time where people are being deceived left and right. How is it that the church can become so comfortable? How can we become so comfortable when we say we're born again believers, but yet we are practicing darkness? We are yet living in sin. The two don't add up. We've been walking around, we have been deceiving ourselves. The Bible says that we are a liar and the truth is not in us. Don't you know that Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. There's nothing good about me. But oh, thank God for Jesus Christ that I'm able to have the victory today. So family, if we're going to walk in the light today, if we're going to adhere to God, if we want to be that example today, we have to stop practicing darkness, living in sin. I know it's not a word. I'm going to get too many thumbs up. But I got to cry aloud and spare not. I have to say what God is telling me to say. I have to say what the Bible is saying. These are not my words, but this is the word of the Lord. Believers, the Bible says, let your light so shine that men will see and glorify God. This is the time that we're living in today, that many of us today are professing, are having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Take heed to the word of God. It's so good just to be here. But saints of God, listening here today, that are online today, that if we will continue to walk in the light, then we have to stop practicing darkness. Amen. So, what I want to talk about today, my first point will be following Jesus. For he is the light of the world. John 8 and 12 reads this. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So family, this morning, what does it mean to follow Jesus? You know, as we were young, we played a game sometime follow the leader. You know, everywhere I went, my brother would follow me and imitate me and do some of the same things I would do. But today we want to learn how to walk in the light. We want to learn how to follow Jesus and not continue to practice darkness, because the two cannot mix. So the word follow, it means to walk along. It means to walk with. It means to proceed. It means to join as an attendant. It means to accompany him. The Greek word for follow, it means akolithia. It means to accompany or to assist. So Jesus just doesn't want us just to follow him, but he wants us to join him. He wants us to spend time with him. He wants us to assist him. So what does it mean to follow Jesus? What does it mean to follow Jesus? Well, Luke said this, and he said to them, Luke 9:23, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. In order to follow Jesus, in order to walk after the light, we have to first deny ourselves. We have to first deny ourselves. And that's something that we all struggle with. We have to lay down every selfish ambition. We have to lay down every desire that we want to do for ourselves. We have to lay those things aside. And I know it's getting hard sometimes for us to really want to just, because we live in a time where it's all about me. I want to do my thing. But no, if you want to follow Jesus, you that listen to today, if you want to follow Jesus, you have to first deny yourself. What are you still holding on to that's keeping you from giving God your all and your all? Walk into darkness and not continue to follow after the light. What are you still struggling with today? What am I still struggling with today that I'm not denying all of myself, that I can walk in this light and be victorious? For many of us, maybe you need to pray more. Maybe you need to fast or read your word. But it's time that you deny yourself and follow him. Also in Mark, the 10th chapter, and he said this, the 21st verse, looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, one thing you lack, go and sell all you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. There's nothing wrong with having material things, but if those material things are keeping you from God, then it's time that we let those things go. So what is it that's so dear to you that you're still holding on to, that you're not denying yourself? Jesus don't want us just to tag along, but he wants us to walk along with him and to learn from him, to listen to him, to read his word. Don't you know, when Jesus called the disciples, they were out there fishing, doing their own thing. And he came out, he says, come and walk with me, and I'll make you fishers of men. See, that's something about when you begin to follow Jesus, there's a change in your life. When you begin to follow Jesus, when you begin to walk in the light, the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. All things become new. So how can we still try to have a foot in the world in darkness and have a foot inside the church? That they don't mix. Believers today. And it's, you know, when I look around the world and I travel around, you know, my job and the different places and stuff. And everybody is professing to be a believer. Everybody is a Christian today. But our lifestyles are saying something totally different. We're still struggling with darkness. We're supposed to be the light of the world. We're supposed to have fresh hope. We're supposed to be able to give somebody a word of encouragement. But how can we do it when we're still in darkness ourselves? I'm not coming to try to condemn you, but I'm coming to expose the light that you'll be able to see and be able to move forward today. Maybe you're still struggling in your flesh and it's causing you to keep a foot in the world. Maybe you need to get on your knees and cry and say, Lord, help me. God, I give it all to you. God, I want to do more for you. God, I need you, Lord. I can't do it on my own, Lord. I know it's a fight, it's a battle. Every time I want to do good, evil is always present. I said earlier, I said, in my flesh, Paul said, dwelleth no good thing. Nothing good about me at all. Oh, but thank God for Jesus Christ. Don't you know every day you wake up in the morning, evil is always present. It's always trying to cause darkness upon you. But you've been born again. And it's you have to walk in the light. You have to continue to follow after Jesus. You got to stay focused. So a lot of times we lose focus and we put our mind and our eyes on everything else. But if we keep our eyes on Jesus, the Bible says he's the author and the finisher of our faith. If we continue to look at him, as we begin to walk this journey, this is a journey, this is a walk. Every morning I wake up, I'm walking and I'm seeking, I'm following after Jesus. And when I'm doing it, I'm staying focused. I'm looking at him. But what happened in the past, a lot of times I've taken my eyes off of Jesus. And I begin to look to my left. And my left said, don't pray. My right said, don't read his word. And I took my eyes off of Jesus. And pretty soon I couldn't even see him anymore because he was too far ahead of me. And maybe that's you today. You've taken your eyes off of Christ. And it has caused you to begin to walk in darkness. But it's time that we begin to follow after him. It's time that we would seek his face. But we first have to deny ourselves. Are you willing today to deny yourself? Are you willing to say, Lord, it's all about you? I'm tired of struggling. I'm tired of doing my thing. But God, today, God, I give it all to you. God, help me. God, lead me. God, direct me, Lord. God, show me the path. As I begin to get into God's word, I found God's word. It said that it was a light unto my pathway. God's word. That's why it's important for us to read his word. We can continue to follow him. But if you're not reading God's word, how can you follow him? He's leading us. Even now, God, through this pandemic, God is leading you right now. He's led you to tune in today. And he's saying, follow me. I want to take you deep. I want to take you to places you've never been before. I want to show you my glory. I want you to experience my love on a way you never experienced before. I want to bring you out of darkness into the marvelous light. That's what he's saying today. Are you willing today to follow him? I don't know about you, but I'm willing to follow Jesus. I'm willing today to follow him because this world needs light. This world needs hope. People are committing suicide. People are losing their lives. People are giving up. Oh, because they don't see the light. But we have a hope in Christ Jesus. We have a hope in Christ. So I say today, stay focused. Because on this journey will be many distractions. But we have to stay focused and follow after him. I have more to go on, and I just want to just share just a little bit more. But God just had me just to park here, just on the follow part, that we would follow him. And there's something about God, there's something about Jesus that compels men and women to want to follow him. There's something about God. There's something about Jesus that will compel you to want to follow him. The Bible says, through love and kindness have I drawn you in. Have I pulled you in through my love and my kindness. There's something about God that will compel you to want to follow him. I don't know about you, but since I've been saved, I want to follow Jesus. I want to follow Jesus every day I can. I want to follow him because he is my lifeline. He is my joy. He is my satisfier. He is my strength. Oh, why can't you follow him today? Even the blind men, the Bible says, they begin to follow Jesus. Blind men following Jesus. That's the kind of power that he has. When he walked him through the room, you're compelled to follow him. As I bring it to a close, God is saying today, will you come out of darkness and follow me? What is it going to take for you to walk in this light? Deny yourself, sacrifice, believing him, and love his people. For God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, that we today may be able to walk in the life of Christ. God bless you, and amen.
Amen.